We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
They can't talk to A.J. Hinch until after the World Series, and they're going to hire A.J. Hinch. There is approximately a 0% chance that Tony La Russa is the next manager of the White Sox.
Yeah, I don't think it's zero.
Welcome home, Hall of Famer Tony La Russa, next manager of the Chicago White Sox.
I'm legitimate. I'm a Hall of Famer.
What should the White Sox do about Tony La Russa being charged with DUI?
Probably back out of the agreement that they have with him.
Aloy crashed into the fence
that
again.
Good news.
He's hurt. This is spring training.
And we are ready for the first of 162 and then some.
We want to win a ring. We want to win a World Series. We need to step on throats. We need to try and kill other teams.
Your mean Mercedes, send him to the All-Star game. Outrageous what he's done. Lance Lynn, a home opener, complete game shutout. Carlos Rodon has thrown a no-hitter.
Runner at second base to start every half inning. Liam Hendricks is your base runner.
Well, you know, I'll reread that situation. I'm guessing you know the rules better.
And Luis Robert trips down first, and you hope he's all right. Oh, my goodness.
He does not appear to be okay.
I told Andrew to hit 300. I don't care if you don't hit one home run. The home run.
Andrew Vaughn clocks his ball left center field, and there is his first major league home run. Bring him home. Mercedes tattoos it to center.
I took several steps from the dugout onto the field yelling, take, take, take.
A 3-0 swing.
Does it matter? He swung away on 3-0?
I don't like it.
You know, Tony's like that dad. We like his kids. We like the bad kids that don't listen.
And the White Sox have the best record in Major League Baseball. Game over.
The king of the bat flip, Billy Hamilton.
Brian Goodwin wins it.
Yeah, man, I'm doing all right, man. I'm going to go grab Billy in a second so he can come in and finish.
No, I don't want to talk to Billy.
Faster reporting, the White Sox are finalizing a deal to acquire Ray Kimbrel from the Cubs.
It looks like they're going to make a change here, too.
Bummer is going to come in. Kimbrel is not happy.
It was a win that I did enjoy because you get the wrong message about respect and confidence. And it's just a unique situation. Yeah, those two closers, you know, we're trying to work through them.
Too much talent is never a bad thing. Like when they had just acquired the second baseman in Tapera.
Everyone stop. Danny, what's his name?
Cesar Rodriguez.
Oh,
no.
Oh, boy.
Anderson. Hits it in the air right. Back at the wall, and the White Sox win it.
The Chicago White Sox are winners of the AL Central.
You go ahead,
Coach. Hey, Lemon, first of all, congratulations.
The Houston Astros are headed to the American League Championship Series.
We gotta admit that the White Sox were playing their daddy today, without a doubt.
And now it's all over.
One, two, three,
and here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I caught some strays there in that Goodfellas treatment of the White Sox season.
Straight? They seem pretty direct.
Yeah, they seem targeted.
They seem rather targeted.
I caught some cruise missiles.
I think you enjoy sometimes when you're part of the story.
What?
You're right.
You ended up being part of the story with the king of the bat flip and Cesar Rodriguez. I forgot the full context of that. Shane stopping you cold and making you say it. Me going,
Oh.
F it. We're the best team in the American League. There was that moment, too.
Yes.
There were good moments.
Yes. And, you know, it was a really fun, interesting, chaotic White Sox year. And I was super dark and kind of cynical yesterday after postgame. I felt it and I thought about it with a little sleep and some time to think. They're a good team, and they will be back.
Yes.
They have some things they need to do. I sure hope they do it. I'll be vehement. We should all be vehement about whatever it is we've started. I'm vehement about defensive positioning and fundamentals. You're vehement about spending and getting to the top. They can do both, damn it. But this should be another spring where you go in feeling very good. And that is a rare thing as a baseball fan base. So the optimism will come a little bit more purely. But for right now, good vibes, babe. I'm trying to have some good vibes, babe, on what is a very fun and likable team other than the manager.
But I got to say, so let's assume that the manager is back.
He's going to be back.
Yeah, everything is pointing in that direction.
I think he is absolutely going to be back, and I fear that he will change very, 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 very little.
Do you know the manager's name?
Cesar Romero.
Tony Hernandez.
That's not it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, it is, Tone.
It feels, if you just go back to the trade deadline, did they do exactly what you expected, more than you expected, or less than you expected in terms of additions? Because I would say more than I expected.
Yeah, I think they exceeded. I mean, once they got to Pera, I figured they were done. The Kimbrel thing was staggering gluttony.
So to me, that, above all else, for my top priority for them for the offseason, which is you're in your window, always closes sooner than you expect, so take advantage fully of every opportunity and year in which you are in that window by throwing every potential available resource into your team. That is what gives me optimism.
That they went for it. And also the sunk cost of Eaton should give you optimism. The signing of Lance Lynn and locking him up should give you optimism.
That maybe it is not going to be a $200 million contract this offseason, but that they will increase the payroll next year from this year. And like you said, in terms of money allocated, they're already there. But then also, at the trade deadline, they will be buyers. Whatever holes exist on the team, right? It didn't work. Kimbrel did not work. The second baseman did not work. But whatever holes emerge next year at the deadline,
they'll be trying to fill them.
They will be out there trying to fill them. And in an alternate universe where Kimbrel works and Cesar Hernandez works.
Nice job.
And in an alternate universe where he hits 15 home runs in the second half of the season, right, as a power hitting gold glove caliber guy, maybe the team looks a little bit different. So I actually think there's a lot of reason for optimism heading into the offseason.
Well, that makes some sense. Last year in the offseason, there was a lot of people that wanted them to do more with the DH spot instead of just accepting what they had and thinking that it was going to work out because they had depth, but not necessarily somebody great for that spot. The equivalent of that this offseason, I think, is starting pitcher, right? Because you could, theoretically, do nothing with starting pitching and go out there with Lynn, Giolito, Cease, Kopech, Reynaldo Lopez.
No, you cannot.
And Dallas Keuchel. I'm sorry, but Dallas Keuchel before Reynaldo Lopez. You could absolutely, theoretically, not spend a lot of money on a starting pitcher. You could get a back-end guy for depth. And have a disappointed fan base on some level, but I could see that being a point of contention the way the DH was last year.
I don't think they can be satisfied with that going into next season. You know, plus you're taking away Michael Kopech, one of your strengths from your bullpen. You're putting him in the rotation, and that most likely the plan all along. But you're still, you're making one part of your ball club who cannot withstand to be weaker. You're making that part weaker, and you're going to move that around. And you saw it in the postseason. when you have a hammer out there in Lance McCullers Jr., who you can throw out twice in a five-game series before it even hits the fifth game.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Exactly. And those guys don't grow on trees, and they cost a lot of money when they're even available, which is not often. But you look at just the differences there, and you may be able to win a division easily with the group you have there now, but I think one thing they learned yesterday and this past week is it's a little bit different in the postseason. So I do hope they attack that aggressively this offseason.
Well, we will see, because I think that all along they've been thinking that Kopech will slide into the Rodon spot and they'll let him walk away. But Giolito has not developed all the way into that number one that you want to throw twice in a five-game series and feel great about.
They're going to offer Rodon the qualifying offer, though, right? Like, or no, that doesn't happen because he turned it down and he signed a one-year deal last year. Can you offer him?
No, yeah, he could
get
offered,
it, right?
Absolutely. He could get offered, and he'll have a very interesting decision make in that regard.
Yeah, so I...
How about Max?
There's not enough guaranteed innings out of that rotation that you just mentioned.
How about Max Scherzer for 2 years on a high average annual salary?
How about Justin Verlander? Same deal.
Justin Verlander.
Both battle-tested postseason guys who can maybe add some things to your ball club, not just with what they do on the field, but also stuff they can do with your pitching staff and things, you know, make Dylan Cease better. That effect, the Greg Maddux effect, whether you rub off on the other guys.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. It's just there has to be a high ceiling, inning dependent, front line starting pitcher added to this mix. Whether it's on a long term deal or a short term deal, that's fine. If Robbie Ray gets $200 million and you're not able to match that quote, okay, fine. But there should be someone in there who you can say, whew, that guy puts it together.
I hope so.
He could be a game one starter.
All I'm saying is that is going to be an interesting thing to watch because they chose not to spend on DH last year because they had all the in-house options. And I wonder how aggressive they'll be about the very top of that rotation.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Weirdness continuing as soon as the season ends for the White Sox. We get into it coming up. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Well, his resume speaks for itself. And sometimes, you know, he got behind the counter, got a fastball over the plate, he got a double. Hung a break, almost home run. But here again, I mean, I hate doing it. You take it however you want to. It's my explanation. You think it's an excuse. You know, he's a closer at heart. That's not his situation.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It's Tony La Russa on Craig Kimbrell, who talked about him being a closer at heart, but not allowing him to be the closer. And then he struggled when he was with the White Sox after saying that he was going to get an opportunity to close some games, but never giving him an opportunity to close some games. But we've covered all of that, Spiegs. Bob Nightingale, we know, has a direct line into Jerry Reinsdorf and Kenny Williams. I'm sorry. Was clearing your throat there?
Sorry. I thought you told us to open the mic when we laugh and cough.
Yeah, laugh and cough. Sorry. I think that's what it was.
And this you guys want to have Bob Nightingale on, you guys can certainly do that.
Thank you, Jed. I
always appreciate Jed's permission on that front. By the way, this methodology that the White Sox have used for a decade, two decades with Bob Nightingale, it does not do them any favors whatsoever. It's a terrible methodology.
But people at least read their thoughts in weird hotel rooms where USA Today is still delivered. That's about it.
I think this is true.
I think in airports. But Bob Nightingale today tweeted something out that surprised me a little bit. But you guys, that's where you see USA Today.
I like that line about that paper. Things, yeah. I really like
that. That's absolutely true.
If you're going off the grid and you're looking to lay low for a while.
Yeah. That's one of the funniest things you've ever said.
If you've been kicked out of the house and you're holed up at the La Quinta Inn and Suites, right, then you'll be reading Bob Nightingale.
It's a weird newspaper.
Have you been to a rest stop in Kentucky? Odds are you've seen USA Today.
You have Bob Nightingale's thoughts on the White Sox.
Enough of you guys. You guys are always talking about journalism and newspapers. You can't be saying that stuff.
All right, my bad.
Yeah, go stick up for the Tribune again.
I want it to be successful.
That hurt right there.
Those vultures over at Albany.
I'm spending $4 a month whether they need it or not.
They need it. Bob Nightingale today tweeting.
Yeah.
The Chicago White Sox are expected to pick up reliever Craig Kimbrell's $16 million option and then trade him during the winter. He badly struggled as a setup man, allowing 31 base runners in 23 innings, including a 5.09 ERA. There will be plenty of teams looking for closers. Strikes me as strange for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
Mainly, why now? Playoffs aren't over. You can't trade anyone. It's not time to pick up the options. Most teams don't want to telegraph their offseason plans when it comes to spending and what they are or are not in the market for. Why leak that now?
Here's the thing. I wonder, let me give you this bit of information, and you tell me if there's a now that could be associated with it. Because I agree that there doesn't really make a lot of sense now. I was under the impression, and I remain under the impression, that that trade on July 31st does not happen without the guarantee that the option is getting picked up. Doesn't happen because it's a vesting or club option. And the vesting option
is based on saves.
Is based on games finished.
Games finished.
Based
games
on
finished.
Games finished, which he was a lock to do as a Cub. And look at the way the Cubs took care of all the people that they traded. Everybody. Everybody. Where do you want to go? Okay, what do you want? All right, let's try to make nice with you.
Right.
Getting Craig, yeah, get you in the city, everything like that. And oh, by the way, we're going to send you somewhere where you might not finish games. You can't have that kind of pressure and complexity in the locker room dynamic, the managerial dynamic. Boss, I really want to finish games, not just because I like it, but because there's money involved here. So I was under the impression that that was a lock. So if that was a lock and they just want to make sure that everybody knows it's getting picked up now, does that give any more reason as to the why now? Like just
no.
In case that leaks
because,
or anything like that?
Because if they already told him, like they are still picking up the option. The news here is that they're picking up the option and trading it.
And I think that the option was fait accompli.
Right. But my point is this to make him a scapegoat for what just happened? He's not going to be on the team next year. Trading Craig Kimbrell off the performance that he just had for you in the second half
is going to be tough.
Well, you'll get something for him, but you will not. It certainly will not be top dollar. And if you're moving Kopech out of the bullpen into the rotation,
then you're going to need somebody in that spot. You'd think he'd be a great guy to have in that spot.
But it's
$16 million.
Then if you want to trade him, maybe you could let him reclaim his dominance in the first half of the season and then trade him. And you still have Liam Hendricks and deal from a position of power. Like, hey, we'll trade you a closer, but we need a second baseman or a right fielder or a starting pitcher or whatever. It surprised me to put it out so quickly it's not like they picked up the option today. You know, there is no reason for this story to be out today. And we know that Nightingale gets his information from the absolute top of the organization. So what I'm trying to decipher is why they gave him that piece of information within hours of being eliminated from the playoffs.
Well, it certainly points at Craig. To your point of scapegoating, or at least putting it on the players as opposed to the manager for not putting him in a good position, which, you know, I think a lot of us think he did.
What do you make of this?
I hate every part of this. I hate the fact that it was even reported, and I'm not saying if a guy gets information, he should not report it. I should also add, this just breaking right now, Eduardo Escobar, 4-for-5 with a double and a homer and 5 RBIs, and soon on his way from the D-backs to the White Sox. That also is a thing that was reported as well that didn't happen, so you take it all with a grain of salt.
Well, see, there we go. So is Nightingale going rogue here and getting this out there on his own and perhaps not doing the bidding? It's conceivable.
Regardless, why? I don't understand. Like, is this just to, you know, to give some White Sox fans some red meat, give them the pound of flesh of, you know, this whole narrative of, oh, the guy that came from the Cubs, he sucks, even though Ryan Tepera was really damn good. But also, they didn't lose this postseason series because of Craig Kimbrell.
No, they did not.
You know, so I don't understand. And first of all, like, I hate the idea that you don't think you can fix him. Like, the guy was, it's not like he wasn't good all season. He was good until he got to the South Side, and ooh, something happened. So, like, I want to be careful with the way I talk about this, because I would like some clarity when Rickon meets the media. Like, I hope he's asked, like, what happened here? Like, what was the process leading up to the trade? What were the conversations like with Craig Kimbrell about his usage? What were the conversations like with Tony about the usage?
Uh-huh.
And what went wrong here? And, like, what's broken? How can we fix it? Because you shouldn't just let a guy like this just walk out the door, you know, buy him out for $1 million. Or if you're, you know, take that $15 million you save and put it towards other resources.
Well, there you go. You know? There you go. Because, you know, the $16 million for the contract and the $1 million buyout, I don't know if they're going to pay $16 million for a non-closer who they need to fix and probably are wondering whether they can actually fix him
Picking
or not.
Picking up the option and trading Kimbrell is a totally reasonable path if a team will value him as a closer, which I'm sure they will.
Who's going to value him? Your direct competition. is what I'm saying. Like, why trade him to a team that you can end up facing in the postseason? You're playing big boy baseball now, man. You could see him very, you know, obviously you can control who you trade him to, but you're going to most likely.
You could trade him to a National League team.
Somebody will think that placing him back into the ninth inning is going to help him refine it because it has shown to be true.
Yes, I think that.
Yes.
I think he thinks that. Most Sox fans think that. I wonder what the GM thinks.
So they'll get something and they'll try and recoup for what looks like a bad trade.
But I'm with you, Tanny. Like, when they traded for him originally, I thought, oh, badass. Like, they paid Liam Hendricks and they're going to have Kimbrel for this run and next year's run. Like, that is awesome. We talked about that before they acquired him.
Yeah.
Like, so that's what I wanted.
But I thought that the plan was going to be to alternate them because Tony had referred to that. I've since talked to a couple people who said that that was never the plan, that the plan was just for Kimbrel to pick up a save here or there when Liam was tired or when Liam couldn't go. And those kind
which
of
is never.
Which those kind of opportunities did not present themselves. Because remember, they went on a losing streak right away. They actually didn't win that many games since the trade. And Liam likes to pitch. So if you were going to be deferential to Liam the whole time, why get a guy who is notoriously fragile in terms of breaking? He does break. That's a weird acquisition if you were never going to give him the ninth.
More Sox weirdness. And I'm looking at on Twitch. Are you guys in black and white? Or is that my screen?
Yeah, we made the executive decision to go black and white today because we are living without color in our lives. That's how sad we are.
Well, that deserves at least a little follow-up. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.